Springfield swampsters fear only private schooling parents. Want to know who progressives in Springfield fear? They fear parents with kids in private schools. The rest of you are merely annoying gadflies to be swatted down with a rolled-up copy of their school sexuality indoctrination bill and haughty flick of their wrists. Why do I say that? Because the Springfield swampsters, fearing the wrath of private schoolers, just introduced an amendment to their inclusive curriculum bill that exempts private schools from the mandate that schools teach about the disordered sexuality of cultural contributors. You heard that right. Springfield swampsters couldn't care less how conservative parents with kids ages 5 to 18 in government schools feel about their children being forced to learn that not only was Sally Ride the first woman in space, but that she was also a lesbian. Hooray for homosexuality! State Senator Heather Staines, Democrat, Chicago, who introduced both the Senate version of the bill, SB 3249, and the amendment, will use every resource at her disposal to ensure that your taxes are used to undermine your belief that homosexual desire is disordered and homosexual acts immoral. Staines and State Representative Anna Moeller, Democrat from Elgin, who introduced the House version, HB 5596, evidently believe the nonsense that homosexuality per se is analogous to race per se. Of course, that I know of, they've never actually made their case for such an analogy, even as they plow forward exploiting it. It's an expedient tool for advancing a moral ideology, so why should they care if it makes any sense? The left says those who experience homoerotic attraction, engage in homoerotic activity, and are involved in homoerotic relationships are entitled to see people like themselves represented in elementary, middle, and high school curricula. They are entitled to know who in history experienced homoerotic attraction and engaged in homoerotic activity. They believe those who have actively promoted the belief that homoerotic activity in relationships are equivalent to heterosexual activity in relationships should be treated like civil rights pioneers. In their skewed view, boy lover Harvey Milk is of the stature of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And these leftists insist that their beliefs, and only their beliefs, be taught to captive audiences of children in public schools on the public dime from kindergarten through senior year in high school. Please note that no lawmaker would propose and no administrator or teacher would support a bill like this unless they had arrived at a prior moral conclusion that homosexual activity is moral activity. That's why no one has yet proposed a bill that would mandate the teaching of the roles and contributions of bigamists, polygamists, or polyamorists. They wouldn't propose such a bill or support such a bill, even if some children and teens or their parents identify as bigamists, polygamists, or polyamorists. They wouldn't propose such a bill even to curb bullying. And why is that? Lawmakers, administrators, and teachers fully understand that such a bill would contribute to undermining the moral belief that bigamy, polygamy, and polyamory are immoral and destructive. And that's their goal, to undermine the moral belief that homosexual acts and the trans ideology are morally flawed. So, unless you want the sexuality ideology of leftists taught to your children in public schools at your expense, you best muster the fervor of parents who send their children to private schools. Push back and push back hard. And those of you who homeschool or private school your children, if you care about how your taxes are being used, if you care about the indoctrination of children, some of whom will be our culture makers in a few short years, and if you care about the plight of your friends and neighbors who can't homeschool or afford private school, please join this important battle for the hearts and minds of Illinois children.